Hello?
Hello. My name is Joe calling on behalf of... Hello, can you hear me okay? My name is Joe calling on behalf of Opinion Research. Sir, I'm conducting a survey about issues here in Ector County. Can you spare us a couple minutes? Just a couple minutes, sir.
How do I know if this is not a scam or not?
Well, I'm not selling anything, sir, at all. I'm not selling anything at all. All I'm doing is just running a survey about issues that's going on in Ector County. That's all. Can you spare me just a couple minutes? Here are the first questions. If you don't want to proceed, then
okay.
Go ahead. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, sir, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, do you live within the city limits of Odessa or do you live outside the city limits?
I live within the city limits of Odessa.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track in general?
In general? Like?
Yeah.
Everything. I don't know too much about what's going on. And, I think so. Maybe.
Okay. Okay, you would say right track, wrong track, or you're not sure?
Not sure.
Okay, moving forward. What is the most important issue facing Ector County to you?
The rising taxes.
The taxes, okay. High cost of living, you could say. Okay.
Yeah, high cost. There we go. Yes, yes, perfect.
How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say fair.
Fair? Moving forward, sir. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
It's hard to say. I'll say roughly the same.
The same? Sir, before I continue, see, I have to be doing this survey to an adult. Are you over 18? Because you sound like a minor. I'm sorry. Are you over 18?
Man, what I would do to be a kid again. Yes, I am very much.
Okay. Okay. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned? Or not at all concerned?
I am concerned.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Moving forward. Now, sir, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. A shared vision and effective plan for economic development and job growth.
Fair.
Fair. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Not too good.
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor? What about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Poor. What about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
What about public safety and low crime?
Poor.
Wow. What about public transportation?
Well, I don't take public transportation, so I guess I'll say fair.
Okay. Now, availability of quality health care.
Fair.
Fair. What about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Very, very poor.
Very poor. Effective leadership from elected officials.
I don't follow the politics of local... Fair.
Fair. What about availability of affordable housing?
Fair.
Fair. What about quality of the public schools?
I mean, I have no idea. I don't have any family members or that go to public schools, so I guess I would just say fair.
I'm serious. When I first heard your voice, I thought you were a kid. I'm sorry. You don't mind
that? I wish I was.
Okay. Now, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature.
Poor.
Poor. And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I would say good.
Good. Okay. Now, moving forward, so I want to get you back to your day. I would want to thank you. Now, bear with me. What's going on here? My issue. Okay. Moving forward. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People like you. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'll say good.
Good. What about young single people?
Good.
What about people living below the poverty line?
Good. I'll say good.
What about family with children?
Good.
Retirees?
Fair.
Fair?
I guess.
What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Good. Excellent.
Good. Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Good.
Good. And racial and ethnic minorities.
Good. Excellent.
Immigrants from other countries.
Good.
Okay, now so we're at 75% finished. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think fair.
Fair, okay. Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I guess stay about the same, I would say.
Okay. Okay, and economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay, and how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not too confident.
And moving forward, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making a community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not too familiar.
Okay. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not too confident, because I don't really know too much, so okay. I'm going to say that.
Now, the last questions are just for statistical purposes. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Likely.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Maybe.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or your family member are likely to move from the area?
I guess to get out of the oil field business.
Okay. Oh, okay. The oil field, you said, so.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, that's like the only way, like that's like the only reason to live here mostly is oil fields, mostly, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. I understand. So would you say environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy?
Because of that?
Yeah, would you say because of that? I'm going to read a list. Poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, or lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns like poor air, quality, pollution, unhealthy, or the cost of living, or illegal immigration?
Cost of living.
Cost of living, okay. And finally, what is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
I have some college.
Some college,
so
okay.
Yeah, I have some college, yeah.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican? Okay. What is your age, sir? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 and over?
29.
29? Well, you are young. I'm sorry. You're just a kid.
Yeah, but I'm going to be 30 here in a couple months. That sucks.
Okay. Now, do you have a school-aged child living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, black, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
Hispanic.
Hispanic? You're Hispanic?
Yes.
Okay. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Now, is your annual household income under $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $40,000 to $74,000, $75,000 enough?
I think it's $75,000 enough.
Okay. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, unemployed?
Employed full-time.
This survey is verbatim. I got to read it exactly how it is. I'm not trying to take advantage of your person. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself... In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself what?
Male.
Okay, thank you, sir. I didn't... Now, sir, you know what? I'm serious. This concludes that survey, but I had fun. Thank you. I do appreciate you... Yeah, at first he thought I was selling something, but nah, it's just service, you know. What turns out that they try to improve, but they round them up together and try to improve certain areas, certain cities, you know. You've been a great help, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay, sir?
Okay, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Okay, and happy birthday, okay? Early
thanks.
Birthday, okay? All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, I really appreciate it. Okay, bye.